Well, I am going to watch television, Ignatius said angrily. The Yogi Bear program is coming on.
Wait a minute, boy.
Mrs. Riley rose from the floor and pulled a small manila envelope out of a pocket in her sweater.
Here, this come for you today.
Oh?
Ignatius asked with interest, seizing the little tan envelope.
I imagine that you have memorized its contents by now.
You better stick your hands in the sink and wrench out them scratches.
They can wait, Ignatius said.
He ripped at the envelope.
M. Minkoff has apparently responded to my missive with a rather frantic urgency. I told her off quite viciously.
Mrs. Riley sat down and crossed her legs, swinging her white socks and old black patent leather pumps sadly, while her son's blue and yellow eyes scanned the unfolded Macy's bag on which the letter was written.
Sirs, well, at last I heard from you, Ignatius, and a sick, sick letter it was. I won't go into the Levy Pants letterhead on that stationery. It is probably your idea of an anti-Semitic prank. It's a good thing that I'm above attack on that level. I never thought that you would stoop so low. Live and learn. Your comments about the lecture showed a very petty jealousy I didn't expect from someone who claims to be so broad and non-committed. Already the lecture is beginning to interest several dedicated people I know. One person who has promised to come, and bring several shop friends, too, is a brilliant new contact I made during rush hour on the Jerome Avenue line. His name is Onga, and he is an exchange student from Kenya who is writing a dissertation at NYU on the French symbolists of the 19th century. Of course, you would not understand or like a brilliant and dedicated guy like Onga. I could listen to him talk for hours. He is serious and does not come on with all that pseudo stuff like you always did. What Onga says is meaningful. Onga is real and vital. He is virile and aggressive. He rips at reality and tears aside concealing veils.
Oh my God!
Ignatius slobbered.
The minx has been ripped by Mau Mau.
What's that?
Mrs. Riley asked suspiciously.
Go turn on the television set and warm it up,
Ignatius said absently and returned to his furious reading of the letter.
He is not a bit like you, as you can imagine. He is also a musician and a sculptor and spends every minute in some real and meaningful activity, creating and sensing. His sculpture almost leaps out and grabs you, it is so filled with life and being. At least your letter let me know that you are still alive, if you can call what you do living. What were all these lies about being connected with the food merchandising industry? Is this some attack on my father's restaurant supply business? If so, that didn't get to me either, because my father and I have been at ideological odds for years. Let's face it, Ignatius. Since I saw you last, you have done nothing but lie around rotting in your room. Your hostility to my lecture is a manifestation of your feelings of failure, non-accomplishment, and mental, impotence.